Hi, it's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. This week, we're simultaneously marking two events, Black History Month and St. David's Day. Specifically, we're showing the whale-set movie The Proud Valley, starring Paul Robeson. It's a story of David, an African-American sailor who, searching for a job, ends up in a Welsh mining village. After some initial tension, the miners and David befriend each other. And when the village is threatened by the closure of its coal mine, they all band together to reopen the mine. While I wasn't aware of this movie until relatively recently, I'd known that Robeson had a deep connection with Welsh miners. During an appearance in London in Showboat in the late 20s, he'd witnessed a march by unemployed Welsh miners, and, a fervent supporter of workers' rights, joined the march. For years afterwards, he continued that support through performances and charitable donations. And in the 1950s, when Robeson was blacklisted for his political views, the people of Wales voiced their support of him in return. To this day, Robeson is still beloved in Wales. At the point that this movie was made, Robeson was largely dissatisfied with his film roles, due to a number of stereotypes presented in them. The Proud Valley, however, was one of the few roles, if not the only one, that he took pride in. It was written specifically for him, and was based on a real-life African-American miner from West Virginia who traveled to Wales for work. The film was made just as World War II was starting, and the film's ending was restructured to present a more patriotic tone. Interestingly, a week before its theater premiere, an edited 60-minute version of the film's soundtrack was broadcast over the BBC Home Service. This is the second movie we've shown to mark St. David's Day. Last year, you'll remember, we had the Oscar-winning classic How Green Was My Valley. The Proud Valley, though, has two advantages. It was actually filmed in Wales, and, with all due respect to John Ford's acting company, the people speak with Welsh accents, not Irish. Please don't forget about our in-house new DVD screenings. They're usually run on Wednesday and Friday afternoons. They're presented free of charge, but you must pre-register to attend. You'll find the schedule on our website. Oh, and speaking of our website, it also has a list of our previous classic movie presentations and the links to each movie. The website address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And we're still interested in your comments and suggestions. You can post them on our Facebook page. You can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can call us at 908-754-7885. Well, we really appreciate your stopping by and supporting this program. And now, from Ealing Studios in 1940, here's The Proud Valley. Hope you enjoy it.